You're listening to the Employment Rights Online podcast, where we discuss everything employment rights and the job. Hi there. We hope your employment rights are giving you some surety about expected workplace treatment and the protection given to you by your rights. This is the least you should be able to expect. In the third and final part of our mini-series, we look at what happens when you bring your equal pay case to tribunal. Although we've been talking about gender pay gaps and equal work for equal value positions, when you get to the point where you've tried everything to reason with your employer to look at equalising your pay with your male colleagues and no one is taking any notice of you, the only option that may be left to you is to bring your case to an employment tribunal, and this would be done under an equal pay claim. Equal pay claims can be brought in both employment tribunals and in civil court. In civil court, like a small claims court, you would have up to 6 years to bring your claim to court. However, if you're bringing your case to an employment tribunal, you only have 6 months minus 1 day from the date at which the unfair treatment took place to lodge your case. And both time limits are strict. Bringing an equal pay claim can involve complexities, but the process is designed to be accessible to you and to anyone, really, who believes they are experiencing pay discrimination. The key actions you would need to complete to get your equal pay case to court would be, firstly, to seek legal advice from an employment lawyer or relevant services like Employment Rights Online or organisations like the Citizens Advice Bureau or your trade union or other community legal services. To then build a strong legal case, you're going to need to gather further evidence that will help you to prove your case to a tribunal. This might include documents like employment contracts, job descriptions, pay slips, and any other documentation that supports your claim of unequal pay for equal work. It's important to gather evidence that demonstrates a valid comparison between your role and that of a higher paid colleague who is doing equal work to you. The next thing that will likely happen is that you may be called to an early conciliation meeting. Before proceeding to an employment tribunal, you'll be asked to see if you can settle the case. But if conciliation and attempts to settle your case don't work, you can then proceed to lodge your equal pay claim with an employment tribunal. The tribunal will review the evidence, listen to both parties' arguments, and make a legally binding decision which everyone has to follow. If your claim is successful, the tribunal may order various remedies, including financial compensation for you, adjustments to your pay, and changes to your employer's pay practices to be sure of compliance with equal pay legislation. Some cases can take years to get through a tribunal, largely because of the twists and turns an equal pay claim can take. By way of demonstrating this, one of the key areas where equal pay claims are ongoing is in the retail sector, and one case in particular is still making its way through an employment tribunal, despite the case starting its tribunal journey in 2014, some 9 years ago. The case is called Asda Stores versus Brierley and Others. And yes, it is that Asda. And this is a case where in 2014, over 7,000 mostly female employees working at Asda retail stores claimed that they earned less than their male colleagues who were working at Asda's distribution depots. The women argued that their work, working on the shop floor, and their male colleagues working on the shop floor in the distribution warehouse was of equal value. But their male colleagues, who were employed on the same terms and conditions as the women, were actually paid more for doing work of equal value. So the women brought a claim, and they were supported by their union to bring that equal pay claim. And their first point of starting was to find a comparator. So even though the women were saying that they felt that the men working in the distribution warehouse were their comparators, finding a comparator is not all that easy. ASDA were not prepared to accept that comparator. So what's this comparator thing all about? Well, in an Employment Tribunal equal pay claim, a comparator is a person of the opposite gender who does a similar job to the person making the claim. The purpose of finding a comparator is to compare the pay of the person making the claim to someone in a similar role but of a different gender. And to prove an equal pay claim, the person making the claim needs to show that they are getting paid less than their comparator for doing work that is of equal value or work that requires similar skills, effort, and responsibility. The comparator really needs to work for the same employer or a related company to the person making the claim. And they also need to have a job that is similar to the person making the claim in terms of the work they do. It's important to find a suitable comparator because the Employment Tribunal will then go on to compare the jobs and the role and the pay of the claimant, those are the 7,000 ASDA women, to those of the chosen comparator, those are the men that work in the distribution warehouse, to determine if there is unequal pay for equal work. To make this finding, the tribunal will look at factors like job duties, required skills, levels of responsibility, and other relevant factors to decide if there is evidence of unfair pay. Finding the right comparator is therefore a critical part of the successful equal pay claim. And this is something that your legal advisor can help you identify, because with the right comparator, you can build a strong case for your claim. But equally, with the wrong comparator, you can weaken your claim. For the women from ASDA, finding their comparator has taken, believe it or not, 6 years. It took 6 years to win the right to compare themselves to their male distribution colleagues. But the women had to take their case all the way up to the Supreme Court to get that win. In the 6 years it took to win this part of the case, the women had to endure line-by-line comparisons of their job descriptions and terms of employment as compared to their male colleagues, and had lost the argument in court several times until they decided to go to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, in their wisdom, finally settled the matter, stating that both the women and the men had comparable jobs. And importantly here, ASDA is not allowed any further appeals. So what does this mean for the ASDA 7000? Well, it now means that the women can go ahead and have their full claim for equal pay heard at an employment tribunal, because now they have their comparator. And it will be for the tribunal to decide whether the work the women perform is like the work performed by their male colleagues, or is equivalent work, or work of equal value. In defence, ASDA can still defend their right to say the men are paid more by showing that any pay differences between the women and their male colleagues was unintended and definitely not gender discriminatory. ASDA can argue that because the nature of the pay difference was for a genuine reason and not a discriminatory reason, like, for example, paying more to people working in distribution because they work in a location that is a geographical disadvantage to those who work on the shop floor, and that the pay difference would be paid to anyone in the warehouse, irrespective of gender. And because they can argue this, ASDA can still defend themselves against this equal pay claim. So what's in all of this for you? Well, take some time to look around at your workplace. And if you see that a group of women employees are predominantly paid at one level for doing a particular job, whilst a group of predominantly men are paid at a higher level for doing work of similar value, or where your terms and conditions of your job are relatively similar, then you would be within your employment rights to check the reason for this, to be sure that you are not being paid at a lower rate because you are a woman, or because the work you are doing is valued differently because it's predominantly performed by women. And that's it for this week. Our takeaways for this week are that you have an employment right to be paid at the same rate as your male colleagues for doing work of equal value. And if you do have to bring an equal pay claim, you can claim back up to 6 years from the date you began your tribunal case. So you can see the financial implications for ASDA if they lose this case, because that would, at a minimum, be about repaying 7,000 women back pay for up to a majority of 6 years. This is why ASDA is fighting this case. Remember, you can find all our support links at the bottom of the show notes for this episode. And if you would like to book a consultation with us to look at bullying or abuse, which you may be suffering at work, or any other employment rights concern you may have, you can email us at employmentrightsonline@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can go directly to our consultations booking page using the consultations link, which is also in the show notes. Finally, remember you can help us by sharing our podcast information with your family, friends and colleagues, and by leaving us a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify if you enjoy our podcasts. Until next week, have the best employment rights week that you can. Bye for now.